Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? Welcome to the Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax, and spend the next hour with me as we start this day we call Hump Day together. I hope you're doing well. I'm actually not too bad. Yeah, you know, this show I always roll out a bed. You know, basically right before the show starts. But I got up a little bit earlier than the normal, rolling out of bed and brushed my teeth and everything, and came on down to get this show started for you. So come on in, sit down, relax, and just, you know, it's only an hour that we need to hang together. But this is just my way of, you know, letting you know that I care. Hopefully sending you off feeling good on this Wednesday, and of course playing you some great, great tunes from the artists that have come my way. I got some thoughts to share with you, and you know, so got to tell you about my show last night, just briefly, because I try not to talk about music, but you know, I'm Lady Flavor, so it's a little hard not to talk about music. I'm trying to scroll down my list and see how I want to start this day. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go for you this morning? You know, I think I'm just going to start this out with kind of... It's a feel-good song. It really is a feel-good song, and this is gonna, in my mind, it's a classic. I think it's already, you know, kind of set the tone, because many people use this particular song in many, many different ways, not only here in Seattle, not only in the whole Pacific Northwest, not only across the United States, but around the world. I think we need a little bit of I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Change everything.
necessarily that particular track is played around the world, and it's been used by an array of people, an array of organizations, and played on many radio stations. And everybody has come back, you know, over the years to let me know and to let Black Sax know how much this song has impacted their life. And it's kind of turned into a theme song, you know, and what a beautiful thing to have been the first person to ever play that song on the air going back to 2009. I Love My Life has been around that long. I've been on the air that long, and it's one of the very first tunes that I ever played here on, well, it was called The Mosaic Show with Flame in L.A. back in those days, and it's kind of changed and evolved over the years, you know, but very, very blessed, very, very blessed to work so closely with Black Sax, Pacific Northwest Hip Hop Soul, so bringing that classic sound. So yeah, that's my family. You'll always, always see me and know that I support them and all that they do. Here's another artist that I work really, really closely with. I am so proud. She just celebrated her birthday on the 12th, and the way we celebrated her birthday was by releasing a brand new video that is now the official video for her single Feelings. It was produced by Muds Music. It was recorded and directed by Terrence the Movie Maker, and Flava News was the sponsor of this particular video. So I'm going to play Feelings by Miss Monica Monet. not seen Feelings by Monica Monet, the official video, please go over to YouTube, Google it, and, you know, check it out. Let us know what you think about it. That was how we set up Monica Monet's birthday on the 12th, was that, you know, asking for her birthday gift to go check out the video and also to share it with your network. This is how you help an artist, especially if you really like an artist. So I'm going to ask that you still go on over to YouTube and find Feelings by Monica Monet and check it out. Leave us a message and let us know what you think about it. And I'm really excited because she will be releasing a new project this year, also produced by Mutz Music, and it's called Conversations with Monica Monet. So it's been an exciting journey for me to be on this particular project and working with Monica for the last few years. An absolutely amazing, amazing, hard-working artist. She definitely has shown me what dedication and commitment and sacrifice means, because I've seen it all in her. So, anyway, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm excited. I've got so much on my plate, you know, and I'm having to learn to figure out how to, you know, make it all work, make it make sense, be able to, you know, follow through with commitments on projects, because I am not going to let my core, you know, down. They are still a big part of my life, just because I'm now with Spectrum Music Group and have all these other projects going on. My core is my core. And they've got things that, you know, is going on, just like Monica's video release. We did a lot of work on that, and so that, you know, took a lot of time. Monica and I were talking about things being time-consuming, and I know going into this new year, I talked about, you know, time management and things, and I'm really, you know, when I say the words, I'm really definitely learning, you know, what that looks like. I recognize that being online is something that is important, especially because I do radio shows. And so, you know, having to do some promoting, interacting with people online, that's important. Also, you know, screening music, that's a regular thing, screening music. A little frustrating because, you know, several artists do not understand how to go about the screening process, and it's a little time consuming, and I have to really think this through. How far do I go in educating them in how they need to submit when I think that I've given all the information? But it's just, you know, it's trying to figure out my priorities, and what makes sense in me committing to. And what's really working that I'm committed to. I'm really good at putting myself out there, and, you know, wanting to be somebody who helps support a group of people or a group of artists in a variety of ways. And you know me, my passion is underground independent artists. I'm finding that my hip-hop show is not being supported. And because of my busy schedule, it's like having to make a decision, do I continue doing the show so that I can show my support to the hip-hop community, or do I just cancel it and have that free time to either do another show or to not do anything, you know, or to, you know, be able to have more time to work on a project in the evening. So I'm putting it out to the hip-hop community if they want me to continue doing the show in support of them, or I'll just cancel it. And that wasn't an easy decision to make, you know, but sometimes the best decisions aren't the easiest decisions to make. So, you know, I think about those things. I think about my process all the time going into the year. We're still in January. We still have time. There's always time to make a change, right? But, you know, I talk about this a lot, how I picked certain points in my life and when I made changes. And I think New Year's is just a great time, you know, to kind of set the tone of how you want things to go. And that's what I'm kind of continuing to do, is to set the tone of how I want this year to go. Last year was a challenge. Last year was a struggle in many ways. And last year was a blessing in many, many ways. And I took all the blessings of last year, and I took the lessons learned too, going into this year, kind of setting it up how I want and need for this year to go. And I'm definitely learning that even in the first 15 days of this year, that, you know, I've already been faced with some challenges and I've had to make some decisions. And so it's okay, because I'm better at making decisions quickly. And that's the blessing. That's definitely the blessing, you know, for me. You know what? I wanted to play a song today and I didn't upload it. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to have to upload that so I can play it on Saturday, because it just, man, there is a lady from up here. She could sing. Oh my goodness. I mean, I knew that she could sing, but honestly, it's been a long time since I've listened to music that brought me to tears. And it brought me to tears because it was so wonderful. And please come to my coffee house show on Saturday, and I definitely will play this. I'm not going to give her name, I'm not going to give the song, but I'm really, really excited, and I just realized I never even uploaded her music. So I am going to scroll down the list. Oh, you know what? This is a baby girl. This is a baby girl with a voice. I want to say she's about 16 years old. So I want to play Gabby, and this piece is called The One.
Everybody's staring at me.
failed to put my microphone handle down, so I don't know if you could hear me talking at any point, and I don't know, honestly, if I had the mic handle down at all since I started the show, so I so apologize for that. I guess I really am not awake yet. But I opened up today with Black Stax with I Love My Life, going into my girl Monica Monet, and I was saying that we released her brand new video on the 12th. So please, if you have not seen Feelings by Monica Monet, the official video, her music is produced by Mudd's Music. The video was done by Terrence the Movie Maker, and Flava News was the sponsor of this particular video, which I'm really excited, the very first project that I was able to actually, you know, help out on and support. So please go to YouTube and check that out. And then I just played Gabby, who was a young lady, 16 years old, with her piece, The One, and that is also produced by Mudd's Music out there in the ATL. So big ups to Mudd's Music. Appreciate the quality of sound that you're putting out there. Talked about, you know, having to make some changes and, you know, identifying quickly what it is that is not working. And one of the things that's not working right now is doing a hip-hop show on Thursday nights. I've been doing it for a while, and it's not getting listenership. And I put it out there trying to figure out exactly what it is that is causing this particular show not to have listeners. And I really wanted some hip-hop artists to chime in and give an honest answer. It was put to me, maybe it's because I'm hard on the hip-hop artists and they feel that I'm negative. And I could see why this particular person would say that. The other thing is that they continue to send me the music. So if you send the music, I send you a message back saying that I will play your music after I screen it. Then I think that you should support this show and let people know that your music's being heard on FM radio. I think that's the balance when you're at this level and we're underground, we're independent. We need to help each other grow. And another person said that maybe my listenerships have identified what it is that they want from me and what they will support. And that, I think, is maybe the bigger thing. I think that you, my listeners, have identified what it is that you want to hear from me and that you'd like to hear from me. And hip-hop's not your thing, which I'm okay with, too. And so I think that going into this year, that's what I want to know. I want to know what it is that you guys want from me. If something's not working, then we don't need to do it, right? I love hip-hop. I support hip-hop. Excuse me. I've been playing hip-hop since, you know, day one of being on the air, since 2009. But I always will play hip-hop. I can just blend it into, you know, a morning coffee with flavor, or my coffee house show, or I'm thinking about bringing back my 15-minute sets. And so there's different ways of being able to blend it in. But I don't need to necessarily have a show that targets hip-hop. And so I'm giving it till the end of this month to see if the listenership, you know, picks up. We'll see how that works. And if it doesn't, I'm okay, you know, with no longer doing a hip-hop show. But I want to thank everyone who tuned in today, and I apologize if my mic was totally not by my mouth the whole time I was doing this show. That's not a good look, is it? But, yeah, anyway, things happen, right? And definitely things happen with me. I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues about, do I want to have a polished, pretty look, or do I want to just keep, you know, it grassroots in the way that makes sense for me? And I think the thing is I'm not perfect. And to expect anybody else to be perfect isn't necessarily fair, but we can always push each other to learn and grow and to be better. And I have my good days on the air where I sound good and everything works right, and then there are other days that there's glitches. Sometimes it has to do with me, sometimes it has to do with Blog Talk, or who knows, Comcast, who knows what happens. But anyway, you're here with me, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to jump in and play some more music before the show closes out. And I think I'm going to play Can't Look Down by Anthony David.
Let's go.
Just like a light, my coffee. That's the way.
But somewhere along the way, you went MIA. Where'd you go?
Prayed one day I would find you.
Ooh,
I forgot you felt so good.
I forgot you felt so good.
I forgot you were so strong.
Heart, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I really know you.
I'm so Break it down, let you Give it.
Thank everyone who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava again. I think I made a boo-boo. I didn't turn my mic down next to my mouth at the beginning of the show. But if you hung in there with me, thank you so very, very much. I know I struggle with these Wednesday shows. I love doing them once I get started, but I struggle. I do it. I come rolling out of bed. I try to do a little better this morning, by getting up at least 30 minutes before the show and trying to be more awake than normal. But maybe that's why you love coming to this show, because you know that I'm just going to roll out of bed. I'll have a froggy throat. Who knows what might happen, right? But I appreciate you. I really, really do. You make this worthwhile for me to come, you know, on Wednesdays and every day that I do a radio show. And I appreciate that. So I played some amazing music this morning. I kind of got caught up. I was like, oh, I haven't been talking. But I played Anthony David with Can't Look But Down, Lettucey with Coffee, Patrice Covington with Come On In, Darian with Composure, and closing out that set with Kanya Doss with Don't Change. So this is how we do it on Wednesdays here at the Coffee House. So you never know how awake I'm going to be. You never know what I'm going to talk about. You never know if somebody might call in and say, hey. But this is just a show that I put together to also continue to remind me about Flava Coffee House, you know, and the experiences that I had there. And I say this all the time, you know, the coffee house was a place that I got to greet people and meet people and wish them a great, great day. So when I do these shows on Wednesdays, that's what I want to do. I want to wish you a great day on Wednesday, on hump day, the middle of the week, however you look at this day. If it's just another day, another day, that's okay. But I want to wish you a good day on this day and every Wednesday. And, you know, just let you know that you matter. I appreciate you, you know, and you're a great, great person. And I know that you must love, you know, great independent music, because that's what I support. I only play independent music here on FM radio. Last night I had a wonderful experience. Had a few little glitches too, but I had a wonderful experience. I did my first Spectra Spotlight with Flava Show. It was a show that was agreed upon with Spectrum Music Group that I could put together and do a show that only features the artists that are signed to their record labels. They've got, I say, six record labels under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group, and so I played an array of artists. I mean, from it was a, I called it a gumbo pot because that's just what kind of makes sense. It was a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know, R&B, soul, rock, pop, hip hop, contemporary. I mean, it was a blend of music and an amazing, amazing group of talent that I was able to share. So if you missed that show live, please go check it out in the archives, and then you'll understand why I'm very, very proud to be on the team of Spectra Music Group as A&R representative. So, yeah, I've got time probably to play one more song. But again, I want to thank you all for coming out to the coffee house today to have a little morning coffee with me. All right, I'm drinking water. But you know what? I just like the sound of that. Morning Coffee with Flava. So have a blessed, blessed day. I'm going to close out today's show with Leonard Walston, and this is called You Should Be Here.
just can't seem to wake up from this nightmare.
Well, we've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flavor. I want to thank everyone who tuned into this show live, and I want to thank those that come back and check out the archives. All of you have made this one of the top listened to radio shows on FM radio. I really, really appreciate that. I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that I appreciate you, and go out and have a great, great day. And know that somebody cares. Consider sharing a smile with somebody else, especially somebody that you don't know. You just never know how a simple act of giving a smile and sharing a smile with somebody can change their day. So go out, enjoy, and I will see you again next Wednesday at Morning Coffee with Flavor.